I want you to fire me.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Wow. Elite POV is back. Who would have thought? Not me. Definitely not me. My name is Kyle Masters, and I'm alone. That's right. If you expected to hear like Jackie or Phil, I don't know what to tell you. I am doing this solo. That's right, folks. Elite POV is back in solo form. That's right. We're back, and I'm back. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute since we did a podcast, but you know, now it's me. I really wanted to do a podcast. I've been itching at getting this done for a while now, and I had time this week. I set, you know, I got my schedule together. I got a list together what I want to talk about. So it's gonna be a little bit different than what you guys are used to. I know you guys are used to like our formulaic thing, like how we used to do talk about Dynamite and preview Rampage and all that stuff. It's a little different now. Because for one, I'm alone, and Phil most likely won't be back. He's having a child. He's got a lot of stuff dealing with that, so he gave me the freedom to use the Elite POV platform since he was the one that originally started it. Believe it or not, it was Phil that did start this whole thing. And then Jackie may or may not come back for a few episodes. I know her schedule's still tied up. I may have guest stars once in a while, but it's going to be less formulated, guys, less schedule-wise. This is going to be like once in a while kind of thing. When I need something to talk about, I need a platform to put my thoughts out there. That's what this is going to be about. And I hope you guys enjoy. And I hope you guys are staying so far. And if you came to listen to Jackie or Phil, I'm sorry. You can tune out now, but I hope you don't. I hope you stay around and you listen to what I got to say, because I got a lot to say about what's going on right now. So this is how it's going to work from now on, guys. Hope you guys like the format. It's going to be no video. It's more audio. I may come back with video. I don't know. I'm not more comfortable. I know I stream on Twitch and I'm on video all the time, but for this platform and this podcast, kind of want to keep it audio for a bit. We'll see. Maybe I'll do once in a while like a live stream, but I'm going to keep this on audio. It's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be formulaic reviewing Dynamite and all this stuff. It's just going to be talking about trending stuff with AEW, because I only watch AEW. I don't watch WWE, or I like to call it the Fed. I don't watch Impact. I try to catch New Japan once in a while, but I mainly tune into AEW. And tonight, like, I watched, this is Saturday night, I'm recording this, like, I watched Collision, Unreal Tag Match with FTR and Punk and MJF. But again, I'm not going to be sitting here reviewing the shows, because I don't need to do that. You guys seen the show. I'll come on here and say once in a while when I do record these that if it was good or not. If you want me to talk about a specific show, I'll say it was good or not. I don't want to sit here and review every match and tell you about what happened in every match because you've seen it. So let's talk about the trending stuff, because that's mostly what everybody wants to talk about. What do you want to talk about? You heard that in the Cody in the intro. I kept that in the intro because I know he's in WWE now, but still a famous line. He started in AEW. Whatever. You don't like it? I don't care. Anyways, guys, it's going to be a little bit of a different format. I do want to do this little bit of a format where I kind of ran through quick topics and then get to like the major topic. So there is a few things that I'm going to go through. I'm going to take like a quick break right now and then come back prepared with my notes in front of me so I can go through them. There's going to be some background music. Just going to quickly go through some quick bit news, and then I'll go into detail with the major topics. So I just kind of want to give you guys a little bit of an intro of how this is going to work from now on, and I hope you guys do enjoy it. Let me know on Twitter. You can follow me if you want to, at All Elite Kyle. Follow the podcast, especially at Elite POV on Twitter. And then let me know what you guys think of this episode, because it's going to be posted. You guys will be listening to this on Sunday if you release it on release day, or if you listen to it on release day. That's what I meant. And let me know what you think. If you're listening to it later in the week, you're a couple days behind. People have already listened to this. But if you're like a former listener of ours coming back, thank you. Appreciate you taking time to listen to this. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So I'll be right back, guys. and we'll continue the pod after that. So 1 minute. All right, guys, I'm back. This is the segment I was talking about. Don't have a name for it yet. If you guys think of a name, let me know. But this is where I'm just going to quickly go through some quick topics. Again, I'll go into detail with some of the major topics. But quickly here, AW might have a streaming service soon. They went and trademarked a name. Yes, we have a trademark name for possibly a streaming service. AEW Plus. They've filed a trademark for streaming of professional wrestling entertainment video material on the internet. So likely meaning they're gearing up for a launch of a streaming service, which is going to be awesome, I believe. It's going to include probably previous episodes of Dynamite, Rampage, probably most likely Dark 2 and Collision. I'm wondering if Ring of Honor will be maybe switched over to this platform. Who knows? Or if they'll keep, was it ringofhonor.com? Or was it Honor Club? I don't know if they still call it Honor Club or Honor Plus. We'll see. But moving on from that, sadly, in the news, Jamie Hayter possibly not being at All In. Could be hurt. Or it looks like her. Well, she is hurt, but she might not be back in time. Things have seemed to be getting worse with her injury than anticipated. Her returning this year is unexpected right now, and there's no timetable for potential return. So that is out there, and that was Fightful Select. Shout out to Fightful Select with that news. It kind of sucks. I mean, like, I would have loved Jamie Hayter to be able to perform at All In, you know, in the UK. Would have been a great moment for her, but fortunately, injuries are what they are, right? Injuries happen all the time, so just pray for a speedy recovery for Jamie Hayter. Next, this was pretty interesting. From a WWE standpoint, months ago, they had impressions that they had a good shot at signing Kenny Omega in 2024 when his contract was up. That has now gone cold, so they believe he's staying in AEW. And that was the same with the Bucks and Hangman Page, as the prevailing belief is that the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Page are all staying within AEW. And that was talked about on the Wrestling Observer newsletter. So, interesting tidbits there. I imagine they'll stay in AEW. I can't see any of them going to WWE, especially with the way what they've done with AEW and how they've built it to this point. We said the same thing about Cody, but still. I can't see them going. At least I can't. If you can, let me know. This one's interesting. It's about Collision. So we know that CM Punk's mainly the main guy over there. CM Punk led a meeting. I guess he led a meeting when there were several topics that were brought up, but how the Collision could be separate itself from Dynamite, the way fans see Dynamite, including finishes of some matches. I guess they went over what was and what wasn't good with Collision so far, such as finishes, shenanigans, and stuff like that. There was also subjects covered, such as AEW promoting related projects and shows, more specifically the Fight Forever video game. Some of the safety guidelines were also covered in the meeting, and it looks like CM Punk has continued to gain influence with AEW. So, I mean, I don't mind the way Collision's been presented. I don't know what you guys feel, but I haven't minded, to be honest. It's been interesting. It's different. Obviously, it's more, and I agree with a lot of people, it's more, in a way, sports entertainment-y, if that makes any sense, like the way they presented. The wrestling's sure good, and it's still feels like AEW. It's just the presentation. You can tell it's a little bit different how they present entrances, promo packages, stuff they do backstage. So, and I'm fine with that. I'm honestly fine with that because I think it'd be worse if we just had, you know, two copies of Dynamite. Like, what would be the point at that point of having two separate shows, right? So, I don't know. I've been a fan of it so far. So that's that. Other little bits of news. Big shout-outs. This is kind of like a shout-out thing. Shout-outs to Mel B, good friend. Friend of the show. Friend of mine. Her art being put on AEW. Extremely well-deserved and honestly a great human being. Just from her tweets, just meeting her a few times in person. Shout-outs to her at Mel Coleman Art on Twitter. Give her a follow, guys. She's been the one behind all the art pieces with Don Callis on his Titantron and you saw this past Wednesday on Dynamite. So shout out to her. She does amazing work. And honestly, again, like I said, great human being. And lastly, but not least, sort of a PSA. Not going to get too much into detail about this because I don't think it deserves the time. But PSA to you people out there on wrestling Twitter. Don't be weird to wrestlers. Stop that. The amount of times I log on to Twitter, or now X. What are we calling this? Are we calling it X? Twitter, X? X-Twitter? X-Twitter? I don't know. The amount of times I log on to this app and see just the wrestler having to repost stuff they go through with wrestling fans. Guys, absolutely, please, stop being weird to wrestlers. They are normal human beings just like you and I. Just stop being weird. I don't have to get into much detail about that. And that's gonna do it for that. So yeah, that's going to do it, guys, for that rapid segment. Look at it, 5 minutes long. But now we get into the deep topics. Now we get into me rambling about a certain topic. So where do I want to start? I'm going to adjust my mic here. Where do I want to start with this? It's a little tough. You know, actually, we'll start with the show specifically, with Dynamite and Collision. Dynamite coming up on their 200th episode. Good for them. Love to see that. Dynamite's been amazing. I love that they're going back to the exploding colors. If you know my tweets, I love the exploding colors of Dynamite. I hope they come back to that full time. I'm assuming it's probably most likely just going to be for the 200th episode. But, oh man, the exploding colors just gives you that old 2019 Dynamite feel. And it's just, you know, I think a lot of fans agree. It kind of gives that Dynamite, you know, like I said, a 2019 Dynamite feel that everyone misses. And, you know, it looks better. I don't know. I like the red and blue that they have now, but I prefer the exploding colors. That's just me, though. That's just me. Doesn't take away from the show, just the way I like to see it being presented. But the situation between both shows, right? So we have Dynamite Wednesdays now. Now we have this new show. Since the last time you guys listened to the show, they've added Collision. Collision is not even that old yet. It's only a few months old. Or is it a few weeks old? God, I don't even remember when it started. I would say it's a few months at this point. And the way they book the shows is interesting. Like, Dynamite still feels like they're booking Dynamite the same way as they used to before Collision. I kind of feel they could be doing a little bit of a better job. I kind of agree with a lot of people that talk on Twitter about the booking of Dynamite. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still liking the way they're doing it. And I appreciate that they want to kind of make both Dynamite and Collision feel different. They could be doing a couple of things different, especially the women's division. I'm going to go into that later about how the women's division can definitely, I do agree that they can be definitely booked a lot better. You get a lot more storylines going too. But as for the Collision situation, it didn't start great, right? There was a lot of rumors that Collision was made because CM Punk split the dressing room. A lot of people were on like CM Punk's side. A lot of people were on the Elite side. Not really confirmation from anyone that, you know, that fences were mended. It kind of just seemed like it went with the rumors of they split up the locker room because half the people were with Punk's side and half the people were Elite side. It's okay, we're going to put you on your own show. You'll be on Saturday nights, Collision. And then we're going to have the other half the roster on Dynamite. But, you know, so far we've seen a lot of people switch shows, right? The only people we haven't seen switch shows is, I believe, the Elite. Have the Elite appeared on Collision yet? I can't even remember. Someone will clarify me. I don't remember if any of the Elite have appeared on Collision just yet. Same with I'm pretty sure the Blackpool Combat Club have. I can't, for the life of me, I can't think of it off the top of my head. But the CM Punk situation is an interesting one. It's very interesting the way he's presenting himself. Obviously, I love the mixed reaction is great, and I love that he knows how to play off that. It's just the stuff he says. It's like, is he actually still being a bitter asshole about everything, about what happened last year around All Out? Or is this being done on purpose and they're just kind of playing it off it, right? And no one's saying anything. They're not trying to break kayfabe. Which I'm fine with either or, to be honest, right? Either or is not bothering me. It's not making me enjoy the show less or enjoy the show more. I'm watching it the same way. I'm just enjoying it because it's professional wrestling and I like the way AEW presents pro wrestling. And the matches are fantastic. I like the presentation better here. I like the storytelling better here. So it's interesting. You even seen after tonight, like the this this X title that he has, the spray paint, the X title to, you know, call back to when the NWO did it with the world title, right? With Hulk Hogan. Like, are they trying to do this thing where, like, you know, like Punk starting like a collision group and that's like the NWO group? I don't really think so, but in a way, it's almost like that. Right? You seen his shirt tonight. I'm a collision guy, which is hilarious. I thought I would say, like, where are my colliders at or something like that. That'd be funny. Probably be a shirt sometime. Anyways, yeah, the whole Punk situation is an interesting one. And then tonight, you know, with the he's claiming he's the real world title. Obviously, we know where this is going. It's going to be MJF versus CM Punk. My guess is going to be all out, not all in. All out, we're going to get the, it makes sense. All out, an exact year after, you know, Punk and MJF had their last match, you know, winner will be the actual world champion. Just, it's interesting of how they're going to get there because of All In and All Out only being literally like a week apart from each other. How are they going to book this in a way that makes sense? I can only see if they go that direction that Punk comes out at the end of the MJF world title match at All In, if that's where they're going. Obviously, it kind of looks like they're, I thought tonight would be the split for sure between Adam Cole and MJF. And I'm like, okay, that'll start the All In build for the world title, MJF versus Adam Cole. And it's a big money match. And, you know, CM Punk brought it up tonight. It's weird that he is the first one. He mentions it. He's the first one that mentions Wembley Stadium. Which is, you know, for a show that's going to be close to 80,000 fans, we are literally like 3 weeks away and we don't have one official match. Like, you'd think by now we would have at least one or two, maybe even the main event announced by now to start building and creating hype around it. It's weird. I mean, we know, but this is nothing new, right, guys? Like, AEW's always done stuff like this. It's always booked stuff last minute, and guess what? The pay-per-views always delivered. So I see a lot of people getting really upset over it and letting it ruin their day, which, please go outside and touch some grass if you're going to let this ruin your day. It's worked out in the past. It honestly has worked out in the past when it's come to this. I know it's AEW's first big giant stadium show, and you'd want them to book it different, but have a little faith, guys. I am going to guess by this time next week, we are going to have at least 1 to 3 matches announced for All In. And I may even come back next week at this point and see if I'm right. If not, it'll be another week after that. Again, like, this is not going to be a scheduled podcast, guys. It'll come up once in a while when I have time. I still have a busy life ahead of me, too, and I'm streaming on Twitch with Ant. Ant's even actually told me he might come back sometime. So there's something to look forward to, too. So, but as for the, again, we'll circle back to the All In thing and the world title picture. It's going to be very interesting to see how they book MJF and CM Punk. I don't think they need a month build towards that match. I think that itself, the All Out match, because we know that's most likely going to happen All Out, that match itself doesn't really need a lot of build because there's already build behind it. And I'm fine if they just want to do it from pay-per-view to pay-per-view. Like, they started at All In. They have that Wednesday and Saturday collision to get to All Out to do a little bit of a build for it, and then it can main event All Out, and I'd be fine with it. At least I would be fine with it. It's just, I thought for sure tonight would be the start of the split, but now because MJF didn't do anything, it kind of points in the direction that Adam Cole is probably going to be one to turn on MJF. I seen someone put that on Twitter. Was it today? And I'm like, oh, you know what? I can see it happening. It could be Adam Cole's turn. But I mean, I would love for it to be MJF. I think a lot of you guys agree would be like it. The right move would be MJF to turn on him. But I think that should have been tonight. Like, did they miss the boat on that? It's tough to tell if they missed the boat. Unless they have something really cool planned for the turn, which I am all in on this story between these two. And they've done such an amazing job up to this point. I think they have something big planned for this turn So the fact that it didn't happen tonight still gets me excited to see what direction they're going to go. So I'm excited for this. I'm very excited for this. It's just the whole CM Punk situation is a very interesting one. Very, very interesting one. And I so want to be a fly in the wall back here to see what have they made up? Is there actual split in the locker room? Like, is it just between the Elite and CM Punk and everyone else has kind of just gone along with it? It's a tough thing to look at. But again, wrestling, professional wrestling, they know how to make you think one thing and then something's happening in another. And not to break kayfabe, especially AW. AW does a fantastic job not to break kayfabe most of the time. So it's interesting, to say the least. I mentioned it earlier, the women's booking. I'm going to touch base on it now. I really do think they could do a lot better. It's almost like, I know each show has like one women's segment going, and there's basically two stories going on right now. I don't know. I really feel like it could be booked a lot better. Like, I think it doesn't have to be for titles either. There's multiple feuds in the men's side that are for non-titles. We can have women's feuds that are for non-titles. We have the amount of women to do it. I just don't know why we don't do it. They could do a lot better. And there was that sign that I think it was just past Dynamite. I saw that sign, you know, book the women's division better. You know, that's a great point. He's right. They needs to be booked better. And apparently there's this article out. Again, with articles out there, I trust very, 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 very few news outlets out there. Fightful Select, I trust 100%. I'm very big behind them with what they report. So this report apparently has been criticized by fans, for the women's division, right? We know that. Britt Baker had a short match on July 19th. So a lot of people very, very kind of upset over that. Then the independent wrestler, Lufusto, I don't know if I'm saying that right, she hinted that there may be issues backstage with the women's roster. She tweets out, "It's cute how people blame booking for a bad women's division. Talent with too much power, talent." I really don't want to go into all this. You guys are most likely have seen the tweet. But she put denigrating each other and then talent trash talking potential employees so they never get in as soon as they walk in. It starts here. The one you called effing French Canadian asshole. So I don't know. It's a weird thing to tweet out. But then Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. Again, Fightful Select is one I really trust, guys, and probably you should too. Was asked during a Q&A session about whether folks backstage are frustrated with the booking as fans. He put, a lot of women are, but there's a lot of people who are very aloof and like, why bother type of stuff. Obviously, you're never going to win with those people over no matter what. So, in my opinion, though, again, I'm going to revert back to what I first said, and I'm sticking to what I said. I think you be booked a lot better. I don't know what's going on backstage with the women back there, but if there's women back there that are angry about how the division is booked, I think they have a case, to be honest. We get like one woman segment every Dynamite. We get one woman segment, looks like, on Collision, sometimes two, but like there's no, we can have matches, but it's not all about the matches. You know what I mean? Like if anyone's back there at AEW, like it's not about the matches. I think people want to see storylines. I want to see storylines. Like, I need to see multiple. Like, Julie Hart, great. She's managing the House of Black. Fantastic. She's a great manager. It fits right in with the whole aesthetic. She's playing that part well. But why can't she have a feud with someone and be that House of Black type character against another woman in division? And, you know, have, like, Brody King come out and manage her for once in a while and be that person that she always is. Why don't we get that? I know Toni Storm's out right now recently due to like filming a movie or whatnot, but like it just seems like that whole Absolution. I wanted to say Absolution. Don't criticize me for that. That whole Outcast thing it's just like, we just lost a lot of steam off of it. Look, it was building and building, and now all of a sudden, is it because she went to go film a movie? Why didn't they continue with that? You still have Ruby and Saraya. You can still do stuff backstage. You don't have to have matches. Continue a story. Make a story. Saraya, I imagine, is, I'm going to assume, I hopefully hope that she's healthy enough for All In. I imagine she wants to wrestle in a big stadium show in her freaking home country. Why isn't she be put into a feud right now to create some sort of side woman's feud? It doesn't have to be for a title to get to have, at least have her have a big match in her home country. There's lots of women on the roster that you can do things with. It just, I don't understand why we don't do anything with. Like, what's Britt actually doing? She had a match last week, but like, what? I thought we would get the start of a story or something, but like, what is she doing? I don't get it. We could have a lot more going into the division. It needs to be booked better. Plain and simple. You can agree with me. You don't have to agree with me. It can be booked a lot better. I'm going to assume the majority of you will agree with me. Quickly here, speaking of injuries, poor Scorpio Sky. Anyone doesn't know, this man was gone for months and months and months for injury, and guy comes back, and apparently he was pulled due to another injury, and that's why he was replaced by Kip Sabian. And apparently it was a freak accident. Again, this is from Sean Ross. Just an absolute freak accident. Nobody knows how long he's going to be out. He was on crutches at the show, which is unfortunate. My man can catch a break, and he's an amazing talent. In the ring, out of the ring, that sucks. I hope it's not that serious and we see him back soon, because it was great to see him back in the ring. Also, really quickly here, I pray to God that this doesn't happen. It was in the news earlier this week. They are saying, or people are saying, or it's being said that Chris Jericho's All-In opponent is going to be Will Ospreay. For the love of God, can we please not do Will Ospreay and Chris Jericho? Please, if there is a God out there, if someone from AEW is listening, which I almost guarantee they're not, for the love of God, please, can we not do Chris Jericho and Will Ospreay? I don't care if it's a first time ever. Do that on a Dynamite. Do that on a Collision. Do not do that in the UK. Will Ospreay deserves either a rematch with Kenny Omega to complete the trilogy, or some sort of other match against an AEW talent, Buddy Murphy. I don't care. They could have a random put together match with no build. Please do not put Chris Jericho. I'm not a fan of it. You could be a fan of it. That's fine. I do not want this at all. Keep that away. And if they do it, great, fine, whatever. I'm going to have to watch it, but I'm not going to be happy. Not going to be happy. Anyways, we're going to move on. I touched base with the All-In build. Hopefully, again, like I said, they start building. I'm praying, and I'm going to say they'll have at least three matches by next week, if not one at least minimum. I want to touch base on Ring of Honor. What do you guys think? I need to know what you guys think out there. Let me know. Either DM me on Twitter or tweet at me. I got to create like a hashtag for you guys to DM me or to tweet at me. We'll think about that. I've caught a few episodes. I've tried. I've really tried to give it a chance. I think it's come in at a very bad time. It's come in at a time now where they've added Collision, which is a lot of wrestling to consume in one week, especially if you're a fan. If you're a fan, and I'll get into that in a bit here, if you're a fan of both WWE and AEW, that's great. You can love whatever you want to love. I'm not going to sit on this podcast, at least, and criticize people for loving a certain company. You can do whatever the hell you want. I'm just saying, that's a lot of wrestling to consume. Now, a Ring of Honor's come in, and now they have Collision in, and I know that you're using Collision to book a lot of Ring of Honor stuff, like pre-tape. But holy hell, man, like that's if you're a fan of AEW, it's a lot of wrestling to consume in 1 week. And that's three shows. If you count Rampage four, God, I don't know what they're gonna do with Rampage. That'll be a topic for another day. But Ring of Honor, from what I've watched, it's been great. For one, they book a lot more women's matches, which is fantastic. A lot of the matches are great. I'm liking some of the stories on there. it's just, I don't know how I exactly, it's hard to feel about it because I don't watch it fully, I guess, if that makes any sense. I'm not watching it avidly, so maybe my opinion is skewed over Ring of Honor. But I think it could be done a lot better. You know what I really want to happen? And I know it'll be at a crappy time. Maybe eventually they would make it a better time. But do we really need AW Rampage? You know what I mean? Like, Rampage right now does nothing for anybody. I think we replace Rampage with Ring of Honor. And it's on TNT. There you go. You're getting Ring of Honor on TV. It's got a platform. And you keep it the same. Maybe you do an hour of Ring of Honor. I think that's fine. You can even probably do it live. Maybe. I know 10 p.m. is tough. But even if you have to do it taped, I think 10 p.m. on a Friday and it's on TV, better spot for Ring of Honor than what it is now. I know it's more convenient for you for where it is right now, but no one, Rampage is not doing anything for anybody. No one is looking forward to watching Rampage weekly, no matter what matches you put on there. It's not even a continued storyline show. It's just matches thrown together. Sometimes there's a little bit of storyline that squeaks in, but it really doesn't really matter. Not doing anything on there that makes you, oh, shoot, I missed Rampage this week. They're doing stuff like this. I have to catch it next week just in case I miss it. No. They're not doing that. Keep AEW Rampage away. Get rid of it. Take Ring of Honor. Put it in the Friday spot. It can stay at 10 p.m. for now until the new contract, and then you can renegotiate maybe a due time, or maybe when AW Plus comes out, the streaming service, you can have it live on AW Plus. You know what I mean? Something like that. But for now, I think if you want to get eyes on the product, TV would be the best bet to get it going, and I think it needs to replace Rampage. What do you guys think, though? What do you guys think of Ring of Honor? You guys been liking it? It's been interesting. It's not fully what I expected it to be when Tony Khan first bought Ring of Honor, but we'll see. And speaking of what I was speaking out just a couple minutes ago. Okay, this is going to be very brief because I could go on a rant for hours on this. The tribalism needs to stop, guys. Like, the amount of times I log on to this app, Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and I see, like, comment section, just people going at each other, comparing both companies, comparing this match to this. Oh, they do this in this company, they don't do this in this company. Stop it. Why do you spend time coming on this platform and make it a habit to go into a comment section and rip someone apart because they watch or like wrestling or like a certain company? Them liking a certain company or the way a company certain does something is not doing anything to your life that's affecting you. So why do you have to go out on Twitter and start shit? Who cares? You can tweet out. I'm not saying you can't go on Twitter and tweet out that you like WWE for this reason, or you're tweeting about WWE for this reason. It's the people that comment and just, they seek these comment sections to just spew tribalism bullcrap every single day, or the people that purposely will tweet something and make it seem like they're not trying to be, it's not trying to be a tribalistic tweet, even though they know what they're doing. They're poking the bear. Stop that. Stop it. You wonder why people say that Twitter is a toxic platform. It's because, especially in the wrestling community, it's because people like you. People like you that tweet out about tribalism and do tribalistic commenting every single day on Twitter. It's the most tiring thing when logging on to Twitter. I'm no one alone with this. It's exhausting reading every single time that someone's retweeted or commented on a comment section. The amount of times I've muted people in the last couple of weeks, as soon as I see you tweet something about something tribalistic between both companies, I instantly mute you. I don't care if I follow you, if we're friends. You are muted because I don't want to see it in my timeline. It's exhausting. So again, this is like a PSA again. Stop it, guys. Absolutely cut it out. Just tweet. Like, if you want an example, I'm not trying to boost my profile. Just tweet like I tweet about stuff you like on the show. I'm not sitting there tweeting and going like, oh, whoa, we're doing this great on this show, unlike the other company. No, you don't need to do that. exhausting. It's honestly exhausting. And I can go on for hours on this. I won't. But regardless of that, it's been fun being back here. You know, I'm liking talking about wrestling. Hopefully one day I can get some guests on here. I don't mind doing this alone. I'm fine doing it alone. Hear my own thoughts. Listen, having you guys listen to my own thoughts. And you know what? I'm excited. I mean, I'm very happy the way AEW's been going. I know a lot of people, they have mixed opinions. They'd rather see the show booked about differently and presented it different. That's cool. You are 100% entitled to that opinion alone. And I am entitled to my opinion. And I'm entitled to saying that I love the way it's presented. Yeah, a couple of things would be booked better. Like I mentioned, the women's division could be booked a lot better. Some of the finishes of the match could be booked a lot better. Some of the rushing that they do, we know the AEW is famous for a lot of rush finishes and, you know, not presenting stuff fully, could be fixed. But again, it's not causing me to have my day ruined for it. I'll just say, okay, they could have done that better. Sure, we'll move on to the next week. I'm sure they're going to fix it. AEW has a habit of when something goes wrong or something the fans don't like, they fixed it instantly or within a couple of weeks. It gets fixed. So have faith when you're watching the show, guys. And if not, if it's not for you, hey, it's not for you. Plenty of other wrestling product out there for you to watch. But I just say that if you don't like a certain thing when you're watching AEW TV and maybe you're only watching AEW, have faith. They do change on the fly most of the time. And I'm liking the way they're doing things. A lot of compelling stories right now. A lot of long-term storybooking, which is really fantastic. And I can't wait. All In is still going to be a big show, regardless of them not having matches right now. They are, what was it today I read? They're either 4,000 or 3,000 tickets away from breaking an all-time attendance record. I think they're breaking one of the WrestleMania attendance records. And that is huge for AEW. Literally, what, three? What are we now? We're 2023. Started 20, like 4 years in to be selling out a stadium show with almost 80,000 fans. And it's at Wembley Stadium, a historic venue too. This is a big deal for AEW, guys. This is a big deal. This is a big deal for the wrestling industry, to really everyone. So it's going to be awesome. And I know I'd rather have matches like announced right now. And hopefully they have like one big match ready to announce. It's going to push them over the edge for ticket sales. Regardless, it's going to be a massive event, guys. And I cannot wait for it to get here. And I can't wait to see how this the rest of the year goes for AEW. But now with two major shows, you know, it's not really a fully split roster split. But I'm liking so far how they're presenting both shows. I've been a fan. So you guys let me know. But I hope you guys like the format of how Elite POV is going so far. Again, like I said, it's going to be me mostly. Me rambling on here. But, you know, sometimes I will have a guest come back, either Jackie. I know Ant said he wants to come back once in a while. We'll just shoot off each other. You know, that probably sounds like so wrong, but it's what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming back and listening to Elite POV. I'm doing a Bert Baker thing, but you can't see it because I'm on audio. But thank you for coming back and listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Let me know what you guys thought. DM me on Twitter. Tweet at the show at All Elite Pod. Again, I think this is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm still hoping so. I'm going to put this on Anchor. We'll see where it goes. I'm pretty sure we're still all connected there. But hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll see you guys next time. I love all you guys. Stay safe out there. Take care.